It's the Crave More Life Roadshow, DIY ass kicking to manage life's emotional shit kicking. And here's your host, the women's coach, Diana Leader, bringing you greetings and gutsy stuff from the land of confidence, sexy, and living from you, no matter what. By the way, you might not want to share this with your grandma unless she's a potty mouth too.
Hey, DIY ass kickers. We've all got a story. Sometimes it's tell-worthy in our minds. Sometimes we keep it secretly tucked away from the light so nobody finds out about it. I've told mine in snippets, when I'm feeling ready, when I've learned enough about myself to know that the only thing I'm risking by sharing is this stranglehold on my inner freedom. Plus, I want every single woman who follows me here and elsewhere to know that our stories are part of us, not something to hide from. Life and our resulting story can hurt like hell, and when it does, we can feel silenced, betrayed, and alone. No wonder we come up with stories. We simply want to protect our precious hearts. The trouble with stories is that instead of writing them down, looking at it and saying, huh, look at that. No wonder I'm so exhausted, or angry, or resentful, or sick. We actually hand them over way too much power. We give them the right to govern how we feel and behave, and that's just far too much power for any story. And those feelings and resulting behaviors rarely result in positives. They result in things like being with partners that you're not sure you want to be with, working at a business that doesn't completely light you up, or when you say, I'm stuck and are absolutely sure there is no way out. That's creating your own reality from your story and deciding that it will define you. So let's move out of that shit, okay? Let's shift some of our thinking into places that offer us hope and love for our souls. Let's decide that our story is simply that, a story. And stories are best used for learning and growth. We can love our stories for the learning that it brought us. I mean, how many times do you think about your story without saying that you know better now? We can look for other places in our lives where the universe has smacked us right over the head repeatedly, reminding us that there is something we have yet to master. We can journal about what we're carrying in our thoughts about ourselves because of our story and how or where it's held us back from all that's possible out there. And we can turn that page and decide that we want to think about ourselves now and going forward. That's the beauty of accepting a past and its story. You're free to define the story that your future holds. Stories can make us give up on ourselves and become people that we don't know anymore, mere shadows of who we really are deep down. Don't let it. Take yours and make it work for you. It's not a place to be frightened of, or a place to disregard because you know you can't change your past. You're not changing your past. You're accepting your past with grace and using that piece to create a new future. It's a place to wonder about, to get excited about. It's a place where the chains are off and the inner freedom looms. It's the other side of your story, and it looks and feels way better than what you've been thinking about all this time. It looks like you.